With the release of the Paradise Papers, more and more people and corporations seem to have been caught up in the complex web of intrigue. But what do the individual island nations get out of this? And how do we fix the system? Roderick Chambers has more.
With the revelations coming out of the trove of information from the Paradise Papers, many would be thinking who will be caught out next. But really, as Kerry Packer famously said, why shouldn't you be minimising your tax?
I am not evading tax in any way, shape or form. Now, of course I am minimising my tax, and if anybody in this country doesn't minimise their tax, they want their heads ripped. Because as a government, I can tell you, you're not spending it that well that we should be donating extra.
I asked Associate Professor Shumi Akhtar from the University of Sydney School of Business whether Mr. Packer was indeed right in his view of paying tax.
In a given country, if the tax law allows someone to minimise their tax, it is not finances' problem, nor it is any individual's problem per se. For example, in this case, Kerry Packer, I would say if he has done everything based on what the Australian government or the ATO allows him to do so, the deductions, the credits and so on and so forth, then that's fine. So the problem we have is it's like, When we hear that someone paid, like even Warren Buffett said, you know, his secretary pays higher tax than he does, and what kind of country it is. And it's basically boils down to the tax system and the tax law, which is ancient. It is outdated and it is time for revision, a serious revision at a country level and around the globe, especially for multinational corporations. And also for individuals who happens to have their job, let's say, you know, scattered around. And so therefore, to me, I honestly believe that the best way to go forward would be to have a uniform tax system, especially for individuals and also for corporations who operate in more than one country.
That would require a global response, though, wouldn't it?
Yes, so of course it's going to be tough, but once it is done, then we can actually take care of it more appropriately, because as long as the different tax system exists in different countries, this saga will go on and on and on. It will be non-ending, basically. And not only that, it is also going to create, like, for example, nowadays, I mean, this Paradise Paper, right? We see that these tax haven countries who have got a very minimal tax rate to no tax rate, meaning no tax, right? Zero tax. So any country can fall in that. So it's not really Cayman Island or Isle of Man or Bermuda or British Virgin Island. Even Australia can become that.
And what are these the small countries getting out of it? Are they getting much out of it at all?
Of course. Like, for example, these countries, they are mostly islands. And islands are, you know, they are not wealthy in their own right because they're just small. Their economy is not that big for production or GDP to grow on its own right. So the ultimate way they can do it is just bringing in more foreign investors or foreign direct investments into their country. So that's how they're gaining.
And there's about 13.4 million papers, I understand. How is this comparing to the previous Panama Papers that we had last year?
Sure. This is in terms of just the sheer magnitude. This is about like 2.4 million documents more than the Panama Papers. That had about 11 million documents released. Now, in terms of the information about individuals, about corporations, about some of the agents, for example, the law firms, the accountants. To me, what's amazing is that when I see the government officials, especially those who are in charge of making rules or at least changing the policies for a better outcome for the civilians, they are the very ones who are actually engaged in this kind of activities. I mean, even the Queen is involved in it. And for example, the higher-up officials in the Chambers of Commerce in the U.S. under the Trump government is also involved in this. So basically, it just shows that there are so many stakeholders around the within a country and across the globe is behind this well-organized corruption.
But I mean, even me, if I had money in a particular superannuation fund, which then invested in some other fund, with all these funds, something could have ended up in the Cayman Islands, couldn't it?
Exactly. The thing is, sometimes the actual investor may never know where the money is actually invested. I mean, how many of us know that where our superannuation funds have been invested? All we know is it is in a growth stocks or it's in a, you know, like a diversified portfolio. But what does the diversified portfolio mean in this case? No one really knows.
Which is why Dr. Akhtar advocates a total overhaul of national and international systems of tax collection to match a web-based global transactional framework.
Associate Professor Shumi Akhtar from the University of Sydney's Business School, ending that report by Roderick Chambers.